let's get into the shot caller question of the day, knowing that we're all very honest people.
Yeah.
Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jose.
Jose, yeah. All right. Jose's got the shock collar. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Last year, the Washington Post had the brilliant idea to chart out the total amount of Google searches that Americans made for the phrase hangover cure for every single day of the year. And sure enough, there's one day that is 10 times higher than any other, and that is January 1st, the day after New Year's. What day came in second for the second most Google searches of the phrase hangover cure?
That was gonna be too easy.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, easy, got it.
Everyone's got the day off.
I feel like
it's gotta be something similar though, right? It should be like a national holiday where everyone has the day off.
We always do though. What holidays do people drink the most on? Christmas, I think, is.
Oh yeah, that's right. Christmas.
Even more than New Year's, I think.
I would almost say that it would be Christmas Day that you'd want the hangover cure, not the day after Christmas. Because you go out, you drink Christmas Eve, and then you have to wake up early and do all
presents.
The presents and stuff. I'm going to tell you, my dad has been very hungover through most of that my entire life. But okay. What if you think of, like, other big drinking holidays, like July 5th? Because a lot of times it would be you looking for a hangover cure because you have to go to work. And everyone has July 4th off, but nobody gets July 5th off.
That's a good, I like that.
And then you also have Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yeah, but I still feel like a lot of people.
And nobody gets any time off for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You think Cinco de Mayo is a more responsible holiday?
I honestly think that it depends on the date that it lands on.
And often people don't get the day after Christmas off. That's pretty common to have to work the following day.
See, I think you should have the day off.
You should. A lot of people don't. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Last year, the Washington Post had the brilliant idea to chart out the total amount of Google searches that Americans made for the phrase hangover cure for every day of the year. January 1st was the most by far, but what day was second?
Man, what do you think?
It's your question.
It's always, like Jules
just
said,
pick
we always
one.
Talk about this, and it's always like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Go mm-hmm. with. Are you going the 25th or the 26th? Are they drinking? Are you drinking on Christmas Eve? Are you drinking on Christmas Day? Who's getting more drunk?
What day does your liver hurt the most?
Yep.
My liver always hurts.
Every day for him.
I'm always drunk. I'm gonna go December 25th. Everyone gets wasted Christmas Eve.
According to the most recent Google search data, Google sees the biggest spike in people searching for hangover cures on January 1st, the day after New Year's. And second after that follows another big drinking holiday that does not give people a day off of work the following day.
Oh.
That's why second most is November 1st,
what?
The day after Halloween. When people have to go back to work.
Oh, man, everyone parties for Halloween.
Yeah, but I always feel like the parties happen on the weekend if Halloween falls on the weekday.
Yeah, but
all right.
But you're old, and that's why you don't party on weekdays anymore.
Yeah.
Got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear This Is Why I'm Hot by Mims. Remember that song?
That was tough lyrics.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm trying.
Can we
this
end
why,
it?
Now I'm getting anxious. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. Woo, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I knew it.
Oh my God, that was horrible. And they
I like
never
that
give
song.
You a reason
hear it,
for
yeah.
that's for being hot.
I mean, no, he's hot because he's fly.
Because he's fly.
Yeah, but isn't that just saying the same thing
he's got
twice?
He gave us the reason. Have a great day, and we'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve Shake and Bake Boyd and Jeff Jerk and Twerk DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.